Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
I don't remember you. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Very happy to have Ari Spears with us for one more segment. Remember, you can check him out at Cobb's tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday as well. And first of all, Ari, I got to say, this is like 5 o'clock in the morning. This is early for you.
Yeah, man. This is, you know, I have to. But the good thing about a comic's life is we get to go back to the room and hibernate till nightfall. I'm like Batman. I only come out at night, man. You know,
kind of like a baseball player. Show up at 4 o'clock, take BP.
Yeah.
Well, I want to ask you about a couple more things in your experience because, you know, you've had such a great career so far in TV and movies as well. But I like the story I heard you tell when you met Snoop for the first time.
Yeah. I told this on Conan. This was before I was a smoker. Because I've recently got glaucoma in the last 3 or 4 years.
Oh,
wink, 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 wink.
Medicinal.
Wink, wink. Yeah, my pharmacist. I meet him in an alley, certain times of the day. But anyway,
you get your medicine in a sandwich bag.
Absolutely, in a Subway bag. So I the first time we had Snoop on Mad TV, we were already pre-warned. Look, he's gonna smoke. Mm-hmm. And they didn't want him stinking up the soundstage. So they personally got him a trailer to which he could do his thing. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time I'm about to meet Snoop. I'm a fan. So I go up, you know, they go, oh yeah, Ari Spears, we love you, dude. Go on, Snoop's in there. So it's Snoop and he's surrounded by like 20 of his dudes and they're like in this little circle and the blunt is going around and I go, oh, it's coming to me. So I was like, dude, I'm not smoking, especially since I got to work. So, he hands me the blunt. I go, nah, dog, I'm good. I don't really do that. He goes, hey, I really appreciate that, how you keep it thug, Dizzle, and you stay on your natural. That's really good, homie. And he turned to his boy and said, hey, man, get that nigga out of my trailer. So he tried to christen me, and I didn't go for it.
You just described every party I went to in high school. Right there.
And it'd be hilarious if they said that to you the same way he said it to me.
That would be good. Speaking with Ari Spears, and you do great impressions. And I always, you know, growing up, Rich Little was the guy. And
yeah.
I would have wanted more guy. Frank Travellina in the 70s.
Right.
I wanted impressions. And they say that, you know, it's the sincerest form of flattery. But maybe like a guy like LL, he doesn't like it.
LL is, he has a weird sense of humor, and 9 times out of 10, when I've done some of the impressions for the actual people, they it's tongue in cheek, they love it. Mm. LL, he was looking at me like he was watching paint dry, and he was like, yo, I don't even know why you licking your lips, B. I don't even do that, man. Yo, for real, man. And as he's saying it, he's licking his lips. You know, yo, what's with the lip licking, B? And I'm like, dog, you do that.
Do you know who I actually met at the Coliseum a few weeks ago? They had this root beer float day, and I was one of the scoopers because I do the pre and post game. And Biz Markie was there.
Yeah.
He was throwing out the first pitch. And so I go, and this is, I never asked this, but I'm like, oh, I got to get the vapors. I go, can I get a quick selfie? Right. He's like, yeah. Put my arm around him. And, you know, I feel like I'm kind of a big guy. I look like a puny little, his head.
Yeah, he's got that retarded strength.
Yeah. He's got the biggest head I've ever seen.
Yeah. And it's crazy because he is rich, he is successful, he is talented, but he looks mildly retarded. I mean, the lips just hanging open, the mouth is hanging open, you know, the head is huge, he looks like he's half asleep.
Well, somebody told me, that's like, oh, I asked Biz for autograph, and he said, I ain't got time for that. I go, well, maybe he didn't. You know, you never know, man.
Maybe he couldn't.
Did you ever have somebody you know, send you something stupid and say sign this and then at great expense or
not yet. I haven't got that kind of. Most people ask me to sign their hat or I carry a towel with me on stage in case I sweat and they'll want to keep the towel and have me sign the towel, but nothing outrageous.
Well, your Hotel Union Square, I'm going to send over a wagon wheel. I'd like you to sign send it right back if that's cool.
Absolutely.
Shaquille O'Neal, now I see him at Gold Bond, and I don't really want to see his size 21 feet that commercial.
I'm trying to, you know, Gold Bond, all the stuff for Icy High, all the stuff that I promote. I don't really use myself. So, you know, I understand.
Then you got to see, and I know it's radio, but the crossing your eyes while you do
I'm not cross-eyed. You know what's funny? I was sitting at home one night watching NBA on TNT, and unbeknownst to me, at the last segment on the show, Ernie Johnson does his EJ Stat of the Night. And prior to, I had been on Sports Nation on ESPN, and I did a Barkley impression, a bunch of impressions. And Ernie Johnson basically cut to that clip and mentioned my name, and he goes to Shaq, your buddy, Ari Spears. And Barkley chimed in and was like, you really think he's funny, man? Let me tell you something. Ares, when I see you, I'm going to whip him. I'm going to whip you, man. He ain't that funny, man. And the fact that Barkley was talking about me, I was like a little broad, man. I was in my bed going nuts.
You didn't mind being called terrible.
Let me tell you something. You know what I love about Charles, if you really pay attention? Mm-hmm. He adds syllables to words that don't have syllables. First of all, let me tell you about LeBron James. I think it's very interesting. LeBron James is one of the greatest athletes. Last time I checked, it was athletes. And interesting was interesting.
It's not bad. And speaking about basketball, what about we talking about practice?
Oh, AI.
Yeah, the answer.
Yeah, you know, his career should have went on longer than it did. But anytime you're in a power structure like the NBA and you don't play by the rules, they'll tolerate you as long as you're putting up the numbers. But when that age kick in and Father Time takes them skills away, that's when they teach you that lesson. You know, they where you should get more playing time or your career should be extended, they cut you short. They let you know who's the boss.
I'll say this about the answer, too, is that when the USA Olympic team went to Athens, they didn't win the gold. A lot of people are like, you know, oh, Iverson failed us. I'm like, no, dudes like Kobe who didn't go. I go, right. Iverson got on the plane.
Right.
I respect everybody who showed up, so don't blame the people that went. Blame these stars who are like, oh, I got to rest my knee.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question, since you're the sports guy, and I have this debate all the time. Which team do you think was better, the 92 Dream Team or the Dream Team or the Team USA with Kobe, LeBron, Carmelo, and that squad?
I think 92 by a mile.
Thank you.
By a mile.
And most people will say to me, because I'm 39, oh, that's just you being old and in your era, and you know, you don't want to give the new guy, young kids, credit. No. Look at that team.
Think about this. Like, the 12th guy on that team was Chris Mullin, who's in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Show me the 12th man on this team. I mean, just let's just start there.
Right.
And I'm 49, so people might say the same thing about me. Like, oh, you old man, you don't. But, you know, listen, there's no doubt that if you take star power, and that's the thing, everything in our mind is today. And how can you say, well, I mean, geez, you got LeBron. I mean, how can that, anything be better than that? Durantula. Right. I ain't trying to disrespect them, but no, 92.
Yeah. And you know, it's crazy because you just mentioned it, out of sight, out of mind. When people say to me, and I get in these debates, I heat it because I take it serious, that LeBron is as great as Michael, I end the argument right here. Michael never lost in the finals.
Right.
On the big stage, he never came up short.
Right. And I also think it's kind of an apple and oranges things, too, because LeBron is built differently.
Right.
And I always have a problem in team sports when they say, you know, well, this guy won this many Super Bowls. I'm like, yeah, but, you know, unless it's tennis or boxing, it is a team sport. And I'll segue into that. I know you're a big boxing guy.
Right.
We were talking a little bit in the break. Oscar De La Hoya, I had him on the show, and he was a great interview because he talked about the complexities of being a Mexican-American but putting America first and that which made people mad. But he's a very pretty guy, and it's hard to believe he could knock us both out in 2 seconds.
Right, right. And you know, it's funny because I remember, and as we talked about on the air, I had to cover the De La Hoya-Vargas fight, and I remember the weigh-in, and Oscar was up first, and he just got, I mean, of course the chicks were screaming, but with the guys, they booed him so bad, and then in comes walking Vargas with the entourage. He had a certain thuggish strut and look and feel to him. He kept it gangster, and all the Mexican dudes went nuts because they were like, Oscar's not a real Mexican. He's not a thug. He's not a warrior. And then I went to the fight, and if you saw that fight, Oscar beat the brakes off that boy. And so thuggish didn't win that night, you know?
Speaking with Ari Spears, a couple more questions for him. And I love the fact that you're a boxing guy because, as we were discussing, neither one of us are that much into MMA. I like the, as I said to me, it's like a Nazi bar fight, the MMA. But Don King, when you look at this guy, he's literally, you know, killed two people. He has a self-made millionaire.
All in America?
green is the number one color. But the question I have is his legacy today, what do you think it is? Because Don, we don't talk about Don King anymore very much.
He is what he is, and he did what he did. And, I guess the thing is, if you're not smart enough to be able to know what to do and know how to protect yourself against a guy like that, then you don't blame Don. You blame yourself. I'm a Mike Tyson lover, so much so that I honestly, and call me crazy, I believe that if he whipped himself into proper shape and really took it seriously, why couldn't he be heavyweight champ again?
Drop them pigeons.
Drop them pigeons, brother, because the power is still there. The speed might be gone and some of the other things in terms of the footwork. But if he can get the fundamentals down again, the power, he's got to punch his chance. And with these guys that are at the heavyweight ranks now, why not?
Yeah. Klitschko brothers.
Yeah, man. And I think Don King, and it's more, I guess it's Mike's fault for not knowing better. But, Don took advantage of him, man.
Yeah. He came out of prison with a face tattoo there.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Ari Spears, man, we got to run to a break, but I want to make everybody aware that he's at Cobb's all weekend. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you. And again, Pandora channel, Ari Spears, YouTube, Ari Spears 23. Hit subscribe and follow me on Twitter, Ari Spears.
There he is. See you at Cobb's tonight. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.